honored to be here today to celebrate the life of John Raymond Guffey. At this time, I'll read the obituary, I'll offer a prayer, and then we'll have Sister Linda come and sing, but we'll get into the obituary. John Raymond Guffey, 93 of Lima, passed away November 19th, 2024, at Lima Memorial Health System with his loving family by his side. John was born July 3rd, 1931, in Sunbright, Tennessee, to Rollo and Oma Buck Guffey, who preceded him in death. On March 1st, 1958, he married the love of his life, Kathleen Carter Guffey, who survives in Lima. John worked for Ford Motor Company for many years until his retirement in 1996, and he was a member of Lima Missionary Baptist Church. He was a mason, and he loved tinkering and working on cars, engines, and things around the house and yard. John will be deeply missed by everyone who had the pleasure of knowing him. In addition to his wife, he is survived by his sons Jeff and Carol Guffey, Rick and Michelle Guffey, and Gary Guffey. Grandchildren Ellen and Kyle Embraniev, Matthew Guffey, Chris and Christina Guffey, Johnny and Jade Guffey, Shelby and Nathan Daniels, and Levi Guffey, and his 12 great-grandchildren. In addition to his parents, John is preceded in death by his four siblings. I'm going to read a quick scripture out of the book of 1 Thessalonians, and then we'll offer a prayer. In the fourth chapter of 1 Thessalonians, Paul says these words. He said, "But I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep." Here's a great promise from the word of God. "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Paul closes in this, "Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." I'm glad today that it is a sad time that we've had a loved one passed on, but we can take comfort that this is not the end, that soon the Lord shall descend and we shall be going home to meet him there. I'm glad of that. We'll offer prayer. We'll turn it over to Sister Linda. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've made. God, thank you for your grace upon us. God, for how good you've been. God, we thank you for being a mighty strong tower. God, a buckler unto us. God, we pray in this time that you would comfort the family, God, and comfort them with the words of the Bible. God, we thank you for the promise of a better tomorrow, the promise of heaven. God, that this is not the end. Though we've said goodbye here, soon we shall say good morning there. God, help them and comfort them in this time. In Jesus' name, and amen. At this time, we'll turn it over to Sister Linda to sing "Because He Lives."
One day I'll Thankful for those songs. I'm thankful for Cooper and what he said and following the Lord. And it's a weird thing to be at a funeral when we know where they're going. There's a sadness there, and there always will be a sadness there. But for those of us who've been born again, we know that there's hope in, beyond the grave. We know that there's that joy that we have knowing that they have that blessed assurance that we'll be with them one day again. And I'm thankful for that blessed assurance that God gave us. I'm thankful for Brother John, and a lot of people may not know this, but we shared a pew with John and Kathy for most of my childhood. And John, he sure loved to pick on me when we sat there. And as I got older, I started sitting on the front bench, and eventually I've landed in my spot up here in the choir. And when someone comes up here and prays, and if they get saved or they join the church or they rededicate their life, we'll go around and shake hands with them, and the line comes around this way. So I usually would go around this way, and John sat back there, and every time I'd walk back there, he'd stick that cane out and try and trip me. And it gave me a smile, because I believe 100% that was his way of showing that he loved me. People say that all the time. I wouldn't pick on you if I didn't love you. And I believe John was a great example of that. He wouldn't pick on me if he didn't love me. But I love him, and I'm thankful for him, and he's always been there. Every time we came to church, we'd have to walk past him, because they'd be sitting there, and I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that John and Kathy were going to be at church that day. And I'm thankful for him and thankful for the rock that he was in my life. It's my heart's desire to tell you a little bit about the Jesus that John served here at Lima Missionary Baptist Church. And you just bear with me for just a little bit. I've just got just a little bit on my heart to share with you. And you bear with me. I've had a cough for about 6 weeks now, and my voice still ain't where I'd like for it to be. I sound just like my grandpa this morning. But you just pray for me. I'm going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, starting in verse number 54. It says, "So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." I love that scripture. That 55th verse says, "O death, where is thy sting?" I tell you this morning, death has a little bit of a sting for us that are here. We're sad. We miss our friend. We miss our loved one. But for John, death has no sting this morning. He's been washed in the blood of the Lamb. We have victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The reason we have victory through him is because he who knew no sin was hung on a cross. He had nails drove through his hands and through his feet that he didn't deserve. And he paid that sin debt for me and you so that way we could have victory over death, hell, and the grave. I don't have to worry about where I'm going. John didn't have to worry about where he's going. And I don't worry about where John's at this morning because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt his name was written in blood in the Lamb's Book of Life because he has that victory. When we have that victory, death can have no sting over us. The grave can have no victory over us. But it says, "Thanks be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." It's through him, and it's through the fact that he conquered death, hell, and the grave. And it's because he got up 3 days later. I'm thankful that not only did he not stay dead, but he got up 3 days later. And it's because he got up, it's because he lived, like Linda sang about, that I'm able to live, that John's able to live for all eternity with our Lord in heaven. That's my little thought I had for you. It's good to be here. I hate that it's under these circumstances, but it's good to be in a funeral where we know that we know that we know that our loved one's gone home to be with the Lord this morning. It's good to be here. I appreciate our church, and I'm going to say this. I'm going to dismiss us in prayer, and then I'm going to turn it back over to the funeral director here. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I thank you, Lord, for the victory that you've given us. God, I thank you for your son that freely gave his life for me and for John. God, I'm thankful, Lord, that they could not take his life, but that he willingly and freely gave it for all of us so that we might be born again, that we might be able to find that victory. And God, I'd ask you to go with the family. God, I'd ask you to help them, Lord, be there for them in their time of need. When this death is stinging them, whether it's today or tonight or a week from now, that you'd be there and that you'd comfort them. But God, I'd ask you to let them know what they're missing this morning if they don't have that victory, that you'd be there to remind them that you gave your only begotten son so that they could find that victory. God, I'd ask you to be with us and lead us and guide us in everything we do. We love you, God, and we thank you for your spirit. We ask all this in your heavenly name we pray. Amen. We'll turn it back over to the funeral director.